Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are our great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We give you hearty thanks for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day. With its opportunities of pleasing you, grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that at eventide we may again give thanks unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 144, a prayer for the nation. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My rock and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues the people under me. O Lord, what are human beings that you regard them, or mortals that you think of them? They are like a breath, their days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains so that they smoke. Make the lightning flash and scatter them. Send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from on high. Set me free and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hand of aliens, whose mouths speak lies, whose right hands are false. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you. The one who gives victory to kings, who rescues his servant David. Rescue me from the cruel sword and deliver me from the hand of aliens, whose mouths speak lies and whose right hands are false. May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars, cut for the building of a palace. May our barns be filled with produce of every kind. May our sheep increase by thousands, by 10,000s in our fields. And may our cattle be heavy with young. May there be no breach in the walls, no exile, no cry of distress in our streets. Happy are the people to whom such blessings fall. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed. One God, now and forever. Amen. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke.
The word today is John 11, verses 45 through 57. Many of the people who had come to visit Mary saw the things that Jesus did, and they put their faith in him. Others went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called the council together and said, "What should we do? This man is working a lot of miracles. If we don't stop him now, everyone will put their faith in him. Then the Romans will come and destroy our temple and our nation." One of the council members was Caiaphas, who was also high priest that year. He spoke up and said, "You people don't have any sense at all. Don't you know it is better for one person to die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed?" Caiaphas did not say this on his own. As high priest that year, he was prophesying that Jesus would die for the nation. Yet Jesus would not die just for the Jewish nation. He would die to bring together all of God's scattered people. From that day on, the council started making plans to put Jesus to death. Because of this plot against him, Jesus stopped going around in public. He went to the town of Ephraim, which was near the desert, and he stayed there with his disciples. It was almost time for Passover. Many of the Jewish people who lived out in the country had come to Jerusalem to get themselves ready for the festival. They looked around for Jesus. Then when they were in the temple, they asked each other, "You don't think he will come here for Passover, do you?" The chief priests and the Pharisees told the people to let them know if any of them saw Jesus. That is how they hoped to arrest him. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, John Woolman. Born into the farming family of Quaker Samuel Woolman near Mount Holly in New Jersey, John spent a lot of time helping on the farm and attended school in the local schoolhouse. Later, he became a clerk for the local village store and learned tailoring. As he was an efficient writer, he was asked to prepare important documents. One of these was a bill of sale for a slave. He decided that as the slave was being sold to a woman who would treat her well, he could write the bill. He told the seller and the new owner that they were following a practice inconsistent with the Christian religion. Later, he was required to prepare a bill in which he was asked to write the name of the person to whom the Negro slave was to be given after her master's death. John wrote the will, but did not include this instruction. He then read the will to the slave owner, and after some discussion, it was agreed that the slave should be set free. Collect of the Day, John Woolman. Purify us with your holy fire, O God, and send us prophets in our day, like John Woolman, whose voice called for cleansing and honesty. Turn our hearts toward others in repentance. Refine our devotion and service to be pleasing to you as when we first loved you. For your mercy, we revere you. Through Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For health of body and soul, for those we have lifted up today, may God the Father bless you, God the Son heal you, God the Holy Spirit give you strength. May God the Holy and Undivided Trinity guard your body, save your soul, and bring you safely to this heavenly country where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the week. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
For the absent, O God, whose fatherly care reaches out to the utmost parts of the earth, we humbly pray you graciously to behold and bless those whom we love, now absent from us. Defend them from all dangers of soul and body, and grant that both they and we, drawing nearer to you, may be bound together by your love and communion of your Holy Spirit and the fellowship of your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For the beauty of the earth, we give you thanks, most gracious God, for the beauty of earth and sky and sea, for the richness of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you for these good gifts and pray that we may safeguard them for our posterity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful enjoyment of your abundant creation to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil.
But the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Before us it is blessed, behind us it is blessed, below us it is blessed, above us it is blessed, around us it is blessed as we set out with Christ. Our speech is blessed as we set out for God. With beauty before us, with beauty behind us, with beauty below us, with beauty above us, with beauty around us, we set out for a holy place indeed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.